In France, President Jacques Chirac has bowed to weeks of mass protests and announced plans to replace a controversial youth labor law. The decision is a blow to France's Prime Minister, Dominique de Villepin, who had steadfastly backed the law as a way to reduce France's high unemployment rate for young people. The protests have cast a shadow over what's likely to be Chirac's last year in office and threatened the political future of Villepin. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley joins me now from Paris. And Eleanor, do we know how the new law is different from the current controversial one?
Well, they're being rather vague about the new law. The way it seems to be different is it is specifically addressing disadvantaged youth in their job searches. So it's sort of taking the heat off of the students. It's supposed to be much more specific. But other than that, they haven't really said a lot about it.
And Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin made a brief appearance on television after the president's announcement. What did he say and how did he appear?
Well, he appeared tense and solemn. They're describing it, his appearance that way, and they keep showing it over and over. He just gave a very short, cut-and-dried statement saying that the old law would be replaced. He didn't say it would be withdrawn. He said it would be replaced by this new law that would focus on disadvantaged youth. And then he stressed that the country needed to move together, forward together, to solve unemployment. And this is sort of underlining the fact that he is not planning to resign over this crisis.
Yeah, and about one in five young people are unemployed in France. What's the likely prospect that it will be reduced now that this law that at least Villepin has so much hope for is no longer?
Well, it's probably not likely that it'll be reduced anytime soon, although we don't know what this new plan will have in it. You know, the prime minister went about, he wanted to quickly tackle the youth unemployment, and that was his big mistake. He pushed this first law through too fast. We can't really say, but the country's lost, you know, a couple months squabbling about this, and there's probably not a lot of hope that it'll be reduced quickly.
And what about reducing protests and political problems for the French government?
Well, that's interesting. In fact, everyone is sort of talking about the political implications of this whole thing now. Of course, the unions are applauding what happened. Villepin is shattered. People are saying he has no chance to run for president a year from now. Chirac has a cloud hanging over his last year. He looks completely weakened, and he also looks as if he were at the beck and call of his prime minister, that his prime minister put him up to this and weakened him and lost. The big winner is Nicolas Sarkozy, who is the head of the ruling parliamentarians who came up with the compromise solution. He is said to have come up with every idea to get the country out of this crisis. Believe it or not, the students are calling for protests. They say they're not going to back down until the parliament actually passes this new law. They say they don't trust the government, so they're actually calling for more demonstrations tomorrow.
Eleanor, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Reporter Eleanor Beardsley speaking from Paris.